Hi, this is Deborah. So who's your saboteur? You know, you get this brilliant idea, you have a big dream, or you make plans to open up your business or design that website, or make the phone call or sign up for the dance lessons, and that's when you hear it, the voice or voices in your head that says, "This'll never work out. Who do you think you are? You'll never be able to get the backing. What will people say when they hear about this? Are you nuts?" And before you know it, that brilliant idea doesn't seem so brilliant anymore. The dream feels too big to handle, and there's no energy left for that great plan that, now that you mention it, doesn't seem so great after all. Call it what you will, the committee or the voices in your head. The role of the saboteur is to keep you safe by keeping you small. Its job is to save you from crashing and burning by keeping you from flying too high. And this is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, the saboteur is a brilliant mechanism created by you when you were young. It was designed to keep you safe in a complex world that you did not yet have the capacity to successfully navigate. However, now that you are a wise, capable adult, who doesn't need the same level of protection you did as a child, the saboteur tends to overstep its bounds. Now the saboteur is actually holding you back and getting in the way of you living a fully expressed life. So what can you do? You know, you try to silence it, shame it, send it to the back of the bus. You try to banish it or drown it out with positive affirmations, but it keeps coming back, often louder and bossier than before. The truth is, it will probably never go away completely, and that's okay. Your job is to learn to coexist peaceably with it, and that means facing it head on. Ask it what its name is and what its role is in your life. Find out what its job is and what it wants you to know. Because once you isolate the voice of the saboteur, you'll see that it's not you. It's just one part of you, just like the wise, experienced self and the playful, fun self. So now, when the big stuff is up and there are choices to be made and actions to be taken and big dreams to pursue, you can thank the saboteur for its input. Strap it into the back seat, and you get to decide who's driving your car. Maybe you'll choose your daredevil, risk-taking self. Maybe it'll be your carefree, fun-loving self. Or maybe you'll put your wiser, more experienced self back behind the wheel. The point is that you get to choose who's driving your car. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice, working with women to help them bring about transformational change in their lives and their businesses. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net or email me at deborah@deborahbarron.net. I'd love to hear from you.